call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, August 12th, 2020 at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What a great way to start a meeting. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Juergens Hill, Thiemann, Dorn, and Senator Byers. Up first, the consent agenda. General agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held July 29th, 2020. Approve all claims through August 12th, 2020 in the amount of $513,872.69. Accept claim number 2008-0003 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $440. Claim number 2008-0034 and 2008-0078 to RL Thiemann Construction in the amount of $2,658.04 and $3,765.44. And claim number 2008-0072 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $318 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of July 2020. Approve receiving county offices inventory statements and place on file. Approve utility permit number 1156 for Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be boring in 270 feet of 4-inch rigid conduit, 8 foot below the flow line of the south grader and drainage ditch to replace two BFC 200-4 and one BFC 16-22 cables, and a new pedestal will be placed along right away at the west end of 4. Located at the intersection of Railroad Street and Hoyt Street, going west for 270 feet on the south side of the road, northwest quarter section 33 Township 4 North, Range 6 East, Midland. Approve utility permit number 1157 for Dillard Telephone. They will be plowing in approximately 6.5 miles of 24 count or 48 count fiber cable. They will bore 5 to 10 foot below every creek, road, crossing, and all culverts. Cable will be encased in 1¼-inch smooth wall pipe. Cable will be placed 24 feet from the center of the road in North Grader Ditch, and vaults will be placed along the 33-foot right-of-way. Located in the southeast quarter section 20 and southeast southwest quarter sections 21, 22, 23, and 24, Township 3 North, Range 7 East, Rockford Township, and the southeast southwest quarter sections 19, 20, and 21, Township 3 North, Range 8 East, Sherman Township. Approve utility permit number 1158 for Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be plowing and boring in 5,421 foot of 48 count fiber cable, 60 inches deep from the northwest corner of the South 96th and Apple Road to South 96th and Ash Road. Cable will be placed in west grader ditch 30 feet from center of road for 4,200 feet going south, then bore under the county road to the east grader ditch and proceed south for 1,100 feet to Ash Road. They will bore 3-inch by 60-inch deep, 3-inch by 60-inch deep under roads and driveways and 15 feet below flow line of creeks. Cable will be encased in 1¼-inch HDPE pipe. There will be 6 new pedestals placed along 96th Road right away, located in the southeast quarter section 2, northeast southeast section 11, and southwest quarter section 12. Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Omaha. One quick question on the consent agenda there. Well, I guess I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Juergens. Galen, one quick question on item 9. It says they will bore 3-inch by 60-inch. Is that three-inch
diameter.
3-inch diameter. Okay. So I'd say we'll make that correction to the consent agenda. Can we just make a verbal correction on that?
Yeah, based on what Galen, basically a typo.
Typo on that 3-inch diameter by 60 inches deep under the roads on item 9. Any discussion on the consent agenda? I would ask you to vote. 5 in favor, the motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove claim number 2008003 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $440. Claim number 2008-0034 and claim number 2008-0078 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $2,658.04 and $3,765.44. Those are companies I work for or own.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 5 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Approve or disapprove claim number 2008-0072 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $318. This brings the total amount of claims approved through August 12, 2020 to $521,054.17.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 5 in favor with Mr. Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Any comment for board consideration or future agenda items?
Good morning.
Good morning. Will you please give your name and address for the record?
I will. My name is Yvonne Mahaka-Cole, 2331 West Ash Road, Portland, Nebraska. I was just up here this morning because I wanted to have this little speech the other night at the Planning and Zoning Board, but there was too many people, so I thought I'd wait till today. I just wanted to remind you all of our timeline that we've been on through this agenda with wind. So if you could walk in our footsteps for a minute. We started this process with Stop Howling Wind. When Volks Wind went away, we changed our name to Prairie Wind Watchers to keep an eye out on Big Wind. And it didn't take long for them to come back. So now we are here, and we are Gage County Alliance for Wise Wind Energy Decisions. I feel that we've gotten to know all of you quite well. We've been visiting with you all for over 6 years. And we've been reminded several times that you've reviewed these regulations several times, but so have we been. We've given 6.5 years of our own time and our own money to protect the landowners of Gage County. We don't have unlimited funds to fight for what is right. So we just want you to know that we appreciate everything that you do for us and that we hope that you appreciate what we try to do for our fellow neighbors. And we hope that you do the right thing for the majority of constituents when you look at these wind regulations that really need to be updated. So I'm just asking you to walk a mile in our shoes. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. Any other comment from the public? Future agenda items? It's nice to see some public here. We'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. I just had a couple things. United will be installing fiber optic on the west lawn probably next week. I brought this up earlier where the state is having their own fiber brought to our county along with southeast Nebraska. I guess they're doing all the county courthouses in southeast Nebraska. So they've already run the fiber tubing inside the building, and so next week you'll just notice some boring going on the west side. So it'll take place. I did talk to James Burroughs from the city as far as the alley entrance along 6th Street just to the north of the detention center, and he did agree. He said the city would pour new curbing, gutter, and replace the sidewalk at that end so we can continue with replacing the wall along 6th Street and going a little further north to end it up where the alley was. And he also talked about, James Burroughs also talked about, the city would like to eliminate the two entrances of the old bus stop area that were on the northwest corner where 6th and Washington are, to take those entrances out, and they would repour the sidewalk and curbing in those areas too. So that would still leave two entrances coming into the evidence building. So he said that he would like to get together, and I'll just be out there and discuss it with them one more time, make sure we're all on the same page. But he did say, yes, the city would replace the sidewalk also in those areas. So, and then back to the wall, I did get several bids on to replace the wall. Two of them were for replacing it with block, and I was asking for a poured wall bid also. That didn't happen, but I didn't have a deadline on the bidding, and so after talking to the committee, we're going to go ahead and wait 2 more weeks, and I should have another bid for that by then. So that would be for a poured wall for replacing that, and then a 5-foot sidewalk in the front of the sheriff's office. And just as of this morning, Don told me about, she got an email from Windstream saying that the phones at the extension office were down, and wondered if there was a problem out there. Well, I ran out there, and Jane and the other young lady were there, and I didn't know, but the west side had a power outage this morning, so that was the reason why the phones were down. So while I was out there, it came back up, and I did call the city, and they said, yes, they did have an outage, and everything was good to go.
Did you go ahead and take credit for fixing that?
You know, it worked out perfect. I picked up my phone, I was just getting ready to call the city, and that's when it came up, and I couldn't help but notice they were both staring at me in amazement. So I took it, yes, I did.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Davey.
Anything else for building and grounds?
No.
Equalization.
Nothing other than what's on the agenda.
Mr. Juergens, you want to run through some of those?
Large ticket items. Octamentum Technologies, assessor's annual maintenance and support, $23,707. Region 5 systems, LB204 and LB302 funds, $22,992.75. Beatrice, concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $36,720.73. Midwest, service and sales, pipe, $22,301.64. Community Economic Development Fund, Engage, economic development expenses, $29,583.35.
Anything else for finance and insurance? All right, human resources, employee relations. Mr. Hill.
We did have a closed session regarding employee matters.
Law enforcement emergency management.
Nothing for law enforcement.
Nothing from the sheriff.
Good morning.
Morning,
good
morning.
Lisa. Good morning. I'm going to... just for an effort of moving along with that community plan, I'm going to explain a little bit about it quick. I have a conference call with FEMA today at 10, so I hope I'll be overlaying when that comes up with the agenda. But you have on your agenda today the Community Wildlife Protection Plan. What that is it's actually in order for the county or any of the fire departments or mutual aid 3 and 33 to be eligible for federal funding or cost sharing on... from the Forest Service and from fires and so forth that could break out. You don't normally think about wildfires in our area unless, you know, it's September, November, corn stalks, you know, maybe some acres that are combine related. But this is part of the plan. In order to get some funding to come down to the fire departments, you have to have actions and plans. So we did participate in that. The other thing is, I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID. Right now, our total count is at 90 positive. In the last 14 days, we've had 13 test positive. We're seeing a younger crowd that's now testing positive. Now that the schools are open, we'll see how school, you know, transforms, and we begin to get some results from that. BCH, Beatrice Community Hospital, is now a test site for Test Nebraska. So they are able to offer testing on Monday evenings. I believe it's 5:30 to 7:30. So that's a 24 to 48 hour test. Otherwise, the testing facilities or the tests that they have in place there usually run 3 to 8 days, just depends. But the Test Nebraska site, they may be adding more dates to that, just depends upon the need for that. Today we're also participating in the Leaders Virtual Training, which is Livestock Emergency Preparedness. For those of you that wonder where that fits in, such diseases as foot and mouth, the avian flu, some of those have to have action plans too. So we're still on the virtual side of training, which allows us just to stay here and do that. On the zoning side, right now, you're going to hear the hearing recommendation this morning for Ray Roard for the RV campsite. Tomorrow night, we meet here for a public hearing for NH3 and Hydrus pneumonia be moved out of Beatrice and Virginia to the Philly Agronomy site. And so that's really the only thing that we have on the agenda for tomorrow night as far as zoning is concerned. And then some of you did attend the hearing that we had for the text amendment, and when you have your site put into place, we'll give our recommendation or budget and advance that forward. So, okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, before you leave,
yeah.
It's in the Roden Bridge minutes. I asked about there's power section planned down in one more yard,
yep.
And there's some up at Adams.
Yep.
And I asked about being on the surplus. There's no use for them for us, right?
At this time, they've been laying there for an awful long time. You know, they've been emergency. In terms of the welds and so forth, we have the one at Adam that was inspected for welds and so on, you know, for a quick site. It didn't pass the preliminary weld site by a person here in Gage County that puts up towers. But at this time, we don't see the need. But so.
Okay. We will probably surplus them then, unless you tell us something differently.
Okay.
Anything else for Lisa? Thank you much.
Yeah.
Roden Bridge, Mr. Hill.
Yes. Resolution for the highway superintendent to conduct a minimum roads study on a minimum maintenance road in the middle of township, commonly known as Peachy Road. Galen met with Ryan of Manelli Wagner and with Pavers. It looks like Pavers has a delay in the project in the adjoining county, and probably are going to do the South 89th Road between Highway 4 up to the nitrogen plant first, and then pull off and go back to the adjoining county, and then they'll be doing the Pembroke Blacktop and Old Grove Blacktop segments back to that. And if there's anything different with that, let us know. Galen gave us an updated feature for the Homes of Rich replacement that will be happening this fall. We had a closed session for personnel. We talked about the antenna. Crews have been removing log jams and shoulder work and culvert cleanup and a lot of flooding in the Island Grove Township area specifically. The asphalt crews have been patching on the Homes of Road and under random patching. Expecting bridges from storm damage and some work out forward and did a 48-inch extension in Holmesville. So that's it.
All right. Anything else for Roden Bridge? All right. Up next. Approve or disapprove resolution directing County Highway Superintendent to make a report on possible minimum maintenance road classification. As John said in the Road and Bridge report, this would be the TP Road. That's one that Midland's dealt with over the last several years. They vacated a section along the river last year and turned that over. And now this would be to just lower the standards on that piece of road.
20-16.
That would be resolution 20-16.
Move to approve resolution 2017.
2016.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion on that? I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Receive recommendation from Planning and Zoning on special use permit number 2020-2 for an RV campsite in section 23 of Blakely Township.
We can do that now before we do the time event coming up, but I don't see the applicant here, so they...
Yeah.
He just walked in.
There you are.
We can receive it before the public hearing.
All
right. There's a sign-up sheet there on the table if anyone wants to talk at the public hearing at 9:30.
Okay, Ray Rohrer is applying for this. It is located on 89th Road, directly south of a Coke Industry, Nutrien, Putri's Environmental Services in the dry ice plant there. The application is for a campground for construction workers. He's targeting that market since he works a lot with construction workers to house there. So that site is directly north of the shop and his business office. The concrete pad and electric and water and sewer lagoon have all been addressed by our board, and they were presented in his application. So we notified 43 landowners twice, obviously, for both hearings. We heard no opposition at the hearing. In fact, I did have Homestead National Monument. Mark Engler did reach out to me by phone this last week and said they have no opposition to what he wants to do. It's located in an A1 area, which is allowable use, but he had to go through the special use permit process. He's got good accessibility off of the road, since it's an asphalt road there. Ray knows that he's subject to sales tax and also lodging tax. In this situation, lodging tax is assumed if his residents there stay there more than 30 days. If they don't stay there more than 30 days. If they stay longer than 30 days, then they don't pay the lodging tax on that. So he'll be responsible for that. So our recommendation is to approve. That was 7-0 last Thursday night.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yep.
Do we need any action to receive that? I just received it. All right, we'll skip ahead past the public hearing, but there's a sign-up sheet if anyone wants to talk about that at 9:30. Approve or disapprove the wildfire protection plan. That's what Lisa talked about earlier. You have a copy of that from the Nebraska, Southeast Nebraska Community Wildfire Protection Plan from the Nebraska Forest Service. Does anyone have any questions on this? It sounds like it's more or less a housekeeping item so that we can get funding.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any additional information on this? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Do we need to put this on file or anything?
No, that's just the plan.
Just the plan itself. Up next, approve or disapprove setting date and time for a public hearing on changes to wind regulation. Potential changes, I suppose, to wind regulations. We talked to the high school again, Avalon. We talked about different days, Saturday, Wednesday, same as our meeting. As of now, it sounds like the best date would be the 26th at 4 o'clock.
4:30, she thought. 4:30.
Is that something we're going to have to check on and
she's
confirm?
She's going to let me know on that right now. They're using it as a classroom, so that's they've got to do some checking. So it's not definite yet.
I've gotten
an email. So we'll have to notify everybody.
With that, I guess I would ask for a motion to approve setting the the date and time for public hearing on potential changes to wind regulations at 8 on the 26th.
That's a text amendment filed by Mr. Alford, right?
I think that's the way it's looking. That's not what I wanted. I wanted to be able to look at wind regulations.
Yeah, but that's not...
The way it sounds, that'll probably just be the text amendment and any amendments to that.
So the public understands.
And then if additional changes are wanted by the board at that time, it'll have to go back to planning and zoning. So this has pushed the whole process back several months now by P&Z not looking at both at the same time. So unfortunately, as we heard earlier public comment, instead of this being able to move forward more quickly, the whole process is going to be pushed back now probably several months again. Unfortunately, the P&Z only got the text amendment on there public hearing. So if there is anything else that'll need to be, or that wants to be, the board wants addressed, we'll send it back to P&Z. They'll have to have another public hearing. I apologize to the planning and zoning. That wasn't our intention at all. It was my intention when I talked to you guys to get everything that could be discussed on the zoning agenda. It wasn't, so now we're looking at another public hearing potentially for you guys. And delaying, if the project would go through, delaying that potentially several months again. And it wasn't our intention to the project or to the wind watchers, the new group's name. That wasn't the intention of the board to either side to push this back further. But it looks like since that didn't get on the agenda, everything's going to be pushed back again. And I apologize for that. It's because of the way this works, that's what it looks like we have to do. We're only going to look at the amendment this time.
Well, that's all it was before the board, or the planning commission, so it's nobody's fault. And again, I would just point out, these are very, very far-reaching, serious decisions. They're not meant to be made on the spur of the moment. If you want to look at Lancaster and look what they did over their process. It was a ping-pong match. And that's not good for business nor the landowners. So, again, I feel sorry for the P&Z folks, because they have looked at this quite a bit, and they're going to look at it again. So they may, depending on what happens.
As frustrating as this is for all parties, including P&Z, this really is one of the beauties of our government system is the lack of efficiency. Just like Councillor said, it makes you take the time to look at everything, and it slows the process down so everything can be reviewed. But he's right. This would be approve or disapprove setting August 26th at 4:30 at the Havilon Center in Beatrice.
But see, we don't have that confirmed yet.
If possible, or a date.
Because she's got to get
close to for reviewing the text amendment.
I make that motion.
What if it's not available?
That's the thing.
Counselor, if that doesn't work, if they decide that they can't do it, we think they can.
Well, she's got to check if there's anybody else in
meeting,
there.
So.
Yeah, no, I was just looking for as far as timing and publication, because the clerk's got to get this in the paper.
That's going to be the problem, is if she doesn't get back to me today, if it's not till next week, then we're running into publication issues.
Should we pause on this and try to get a hold of her this morning yet and see if we can get a confirmation?
I think she was going to email someone. She was out sick yesterday, so she was going to email someone, but I asked her to get it to us as soon as she could.
We're talking about somebody from the county or somebody from the schools?
Jackie Nielsen with the schools.
So, I think she will as soon as she can do that.
Should we hold on this, you think?
Well, we got a closed session.
Wait till the end of the meeting.
During that.
Okay. I wrote down a motion by Dorn. We'll just hold on this until we hopefully hear from her in a little while. Discussion on the 2020-2021 county budget. you guys have any specific inputs on this? We've been going through, we don't have a final valuation yet. We have our initial valuations that we're looking at for budget. We're looking at approximately the same increase as last year throughout the county. There were some initial cuts made to offices, mainly small items, items that weren't used, items that were budgeted for that we haven't used.
I just got one item I wanted to bring up to the board. We've been working with the Child Advocacy Center in Lincoln for quite some time since they've been developed. An excellent tool for law enforcement, including our sheriff's office, Wymore PD, and Beatrice Police Department, as well as State Patrol. It's one of those situations, I'll try and be nice about this, that the legislature come up with this idea, and it truly benefits law enforcement by providing specialists who can deal with child assaults in that type of domestic situation with minors. As their services have increased, the dollar amount goes up. And we're at a point where they're now asking the agencies that use them to pay something. I explained during this process that we're in a little difficult situation in Gage County since we're taking care of another situation which other counties don't have. Nevertheless, they sent me an invoice, and I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I did not put that in anybody's budget. I talked with the sheriff and the chief of police. They both realized, you know, it'd be very difficult to do without the service. Now, I don't know what they're going to do, because the statute says they must take our cases. So I just want to bring that to your attention. It's just a real sticky situation because, you know, we do have good people on staff, but from my office standpoint, they're pivotal. And we're talking about $5,350. So it's not a huge item, but it's enough that I thought I should at least notify the board and see if you had any ideas. I'll continue to work with Gus and Bruce Lane, see if we can come up with some money there, since it is an investigative tool. But just like everything else, everybody's budget stretched to the max. We're all trying to pinch corners, keep things under control while we pay off the check.
And right now, groups that we do fund, we've left those flat. Some have asked for increases, some haven't. Without input from the board, that's the intent right now, is to leave flat funding through those. Mr. Jurgens?
What kind of increase are you looking at, percentage-wise?
Right around 2, potentially less or more, but right in that range. Now, that's misleading because valuations are down quite a bit. We've talked about that. Last year, valuations went down approximately $50 million. This year, we're looking at, We don't know for sure. Our initial inputs are at $70 million down. That's without the mass appraisals, so the pipelines, things like that, we may have some of that brought back. But we're going to be looking at a decrease again. So with the valuation decreases, if you remember last year, we saw a lot of ag land that actually dropped in assessment, dropped in taxation, where acreages went up quite a bit. Residential in Beatrice, I think, was in that 10 to 20% increase overall. So county would be up a little bit. Our tax asking will still be the same. We'll be at 50 mils plus the road bond at this time. But the tax asking will be the same, 50 mils, and then our valuation is just continuing to creep down.
I would strongly suggest everybody try to hold it less than.
And as we've gone through individual offices, we've looked at those. Most of those are fairly flat. I mean, the sheriff's budget was a little more of that. We've adjusted that right now. We'll have to talk with the sheriff and over those things. That's a conversation he loves to have with me each year. But that's the intent, is to try to keep that down. Anything else for budget? These are the two letters. Oh. We should have a brief closed session. We have a times event at 9:30. Roger, the closed session here, will we be able to take care of that in 8 minutes?
I wouldn't think you could. It's just you've got some board members that need
briefed
to speed on some of these items. I really don't think you should rush through this.
Okay.
Big deal.
Well, with that, we will take a short recess until our timed event at 9:30. So we'll recess at 9:23 on the clock.
He's it.
We'll go back into session at 9:30 on the clock. We have a timed event. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing to hear support or opposition for the placement of an RV park campsite in Section 23 of Blakely Township, applied for by Ray Rohr, Beatrice, Nebraska, at 9:30 on the clock.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers to go into public hearing at 9:30 on the clock. Please vote. 6 in favor. We are in public hearing. There's a sign-up sheet
thank you.
On the desk to my right. Lisa, do you want to take a look at that, or is there only one name on there?
That's all we got right now.
We go. Okay. Mr. Rohr, would you like to come up and give your name and address and tell us about this at all?
Raymond Rohr, 22672 Southwest 89th.
Morning, Ray.
Morning.
Do you just want to tell us what you're doing there?
Well, Lisa pretty well said it. Just mainly for workers. Like next year, Coke's going to have a real big turnaround like they did in 15. I mean, talking thousands of workers. They just, a lot of people, their RV is their home. They just pull up where the job is and they go from job to job and they're good people. They make a good money. I mean, they get per diem every day, most of them $130 a day, just per diem. And I mean, they're out of state people, but they're all good and they real nice people. I mean, I got just 3 camp spots at my shop now. They're a month ago away. Had my cat sitting in front of the shop. One guy on Sunday, he washed my cat. The guy washed my little boy. I mean, what better
people? Well, we see it a lot in Beatrice, over at the Tahquan Riverside.
Right, and they're full.
Yeah.
And they call.
Well, Ray and I talked about this some. These guys that do travel around, this is one more group, too, or a small section of people. Not a lot of spots, but some people that aren't staying in Lincoln aren't staying somewhere else. They're staying here. They're shopping here.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they're going to find a camper hookup somewhere. And they can stay in DH County way. They're going to spend money in DH County. You know, they got to go to Lancaster or wherever county, you know. They're going to buy everything up there.
And Ray's kind of like a camp counselor there. He's right there at his
yeah.
shop, so he can
yeah.
keep an eye on everything.
Never had trouble with anybody there. I mean, they're all, I mean, need some welder. They're either welder around. They like to drink beer, like the rest of us. Yeah. But they're good people. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ray.
All right.
Anyone else like to speak at public hearing? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to close the public hearing at 9:33 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Generally, what we've done on that then is we voted on that after a public hearing 2 weeks later.
In this case, is there a need to draw it out any longer?
There's a
resolution.
What's that?
We don't have a resolution for
it. We don't have a resolution prepared.
This
really
is just a practice that you had followed for a while. And there's at least one situation I remember that you passed on that because the people had a loan at the bank and they were going to lose their approval if we moved along. So you do have precedent where you've allowed that situation.
John?
And Ray, is there any reason to pass it today or in 2 weeks and maybe never see him?
2 weeks is fine. Nothing's going to happen.
Okay. I don't see any reason to wait either. We've done it that way, and we'll have a resolution ready for 2 weeks. And we thank you for investing money in Gage County again.
Yep.
She said no.
Still
fine.
Yeah, still okay.
Is it worth calling Jason, Suter, or Alexander?
All facility rentals go through the administration office. So
Jason's at the administration, at least, or Alexander is. Would you have one of the girls try to call and just confirm that time for us?
Okay, we just want to break right now.
Well, we could go into close,
you can go into close session.
Close session
and make the calls.
Are you
and then even
before
they
get in?
We still got, because we're going to
what
come
time
out
are
close
they
session and take an action.
Oh, shit.
Roger, the early attorneys are going to be here at 9:45. They're not here yet. Do you want to wait at all for them? Or?
For close session?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably would be a good idea just from that standpoint. Because somebody has some technical questions.
Should we recess till 9:45 then, and that'll give time to make the calls too? We will recess at 9:36 and go back into session at 9:45 on the clock.
And that'll be a closed session.
That'll be closed session at 9:45, and then we'll hopefully get a hold of somebody between now and 9:45 for setting the public hearing for the text amendment. The public hearing for the text amendment.
We will be taking action afterwards and voting on things afterwards in regards to the closed session.
Correct. There will be action taken after the closed session. But we'll, for now, we'll recess at 9:37 until 9:45. He did say that.
Okay.
We'll go back into session at 9:45 on the clock. I would ask for a motion to go into... Where am I at? I'd ask to go into a closed session for litigation at 9:45 on the clock.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn, second by Hill. And there will be action taken after this closed session. Vote. 6 in favor. We're in closed session at 9:45. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:20 on the clock.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn, second by Hill. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're back in public session at 10:20. Joel, I'll quickly just set a public hearing time. I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove setting August 26th at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Havilone Center, Beatrice, for a public hearing on changes to the wind regulations as reviewed by the PNZ, the text amendment.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. With that, I'd ask Mr. Bacon to go over our discussion we had just now over the Beatrice 6 insurance litigation.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Joel Bacon and Joel Nelson from the Keating O'Gara Law Firm in Lincoln. The cases we filed on the county's behalf against the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association, or NIRMA, an EMC insurance company, have been resolved through mediation, subject to the board's approval of the final settlement agreements. Claims against four excess carriers have also been settled. The total amount the county will be paid pending approval of the final settlement agreements is $5,980,000, broken down between the various defendants in the cases. The settlement with EMC is for a total of $3.9 million. The settlement with NIRMA is $1,985,000. The proposed settlement with the four excess carriers is a total of $95,000. These settlements are compromises of the claims that there should have been coverage for the civil rights claims of the men and women known as the Beatrice Six. Significant and legitimate disputes remain with NIRMA, EMC, and the excess carriers up to the time the agreements were reached. Neither NIRMA nor any of the insurers have admitted liability. These are settlements of disputed claims. Members of the board were present for the mediation held on August 5th. We appreciate those board members' hard work at the mediation. It has been our privilege to work with all members of the board on behalf of the citizens of Gage County, as well as County Clerk Don Hill and County Attorney Roger Harris. We also thank Attorney Jeff Gertig, who represented former Deputies Searcy and Price in the case against NIRMA, and the excess carriers for his contributions to this result. When we first appeared in this room about 4 years ago, we said that the county had good faith arguments to make for coverage through NIRMA and EMC. We intentionally used cautious language at the time because of the many legal obstacles of achieving any judgment or settlement for the county. These cases have been hard fought, with some important rulings that have gone against us and some that have gone for us. The outcomes of both cases remained uncertain. At the time of mediation, the only certainties were that continued litigation would mean no finality for some time, potentially for several years, and that the cost of litigation would continue. The total settlement amount, just under $6 million, is modest compared to the judgments entered against the county and its former employers in the Beatrice Six litigation. But in our professional opinion, this outcome was the best that could be achieved under the circumstances. We hope it will be some relief on the burden on the taxpayers of Gage County, and we believe the outcome justifies the board's decision to pursue these claims and cases. I do want to clarify that what we're asking the board to do today is to, what the board is being asked to do today, is approve memorandums of understanding in the cases. Final settlement agreements are in the process of being prepared and will be approved. With that, I'll open it up for the board.
Are there any questions from the board for Mr. Nelson or Mr. Bacon? We appreciate the work you've done on this. We started with a understanding that there may or may not be any coverage, and over the years and months and hours that you've worked, we reached this point, and I think we all are in agreement that this is the best possible outcome at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, I'll ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the settlement of lawsuit claims against Employers Mutual Casualty Company, LLC, regarding the Beatrice Six litigation. Do we need any other language in that, Roger, for the MOU?
No, we're going to need, basically, we understand it is an MOU at this point. We didn't know whether or not the final document would be ready for today, but since it's still in process, we want to get the MOU basically approved and ratified at this point.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Hill. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, the motion carries. Approve or disapprove the authorization of the chairman to execute the settlement agreement and general release on behalf of Gage County, Nebraska, with Employers Mutual Casualty Company, EMC, regarding the Beatrice Six litigation.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Hill. to approve. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. Approve or disapprove settlement of lawsuit claims against Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association, known as NERMA, regarding the Beatrice 6 litigation.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Hill to approve. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. Approve or disapprove the authorization of the chairman to execute the settlement agreement and the general release on behalf of Gage County, Nebraska, with the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association, known as NERMA, regarding the Beatrice 6 litigation.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Hill. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. Approve or disapprove the settlement of lawsuit claims against the Westport Insurance Corporation, the Travelers Indemnity Company, United National Insurance Company, and American Alternative Insurance Corporation, known as the excess carriers in this case, regarding the Beatrice 6 litigation.
Motion to approve.
Sorry. All of these will be MOUs as well. Moved by Juergens, second by Hill. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the authorization of the chairman to execute settlement agreement and general releases on behalf of Gage County, Nebraska, with Westport Insurance Corporation, the Travelers Indemnity Company, United National Insurance Company, and American Alternative Insurance Corporation, known as the excess carriers in this case, regarding the Beatrice 6 litigation.
Final motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Hill. Please vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. That's been a long road there. Mr. Hill?
Well, I would, one last time, publicly thank Joel for the work they've done with us. They've been very open and forthright with us, and, you know, the odds weren't so good to start with, and, you know, it didn't go good for a while, but we did reach a fair settlement. And I'd also like to acknowledge Senator Dorn's role in this, who was board chairman 4 years ago, for starting us down this path. And at that time, it seemed like kind of a foreign concept to me to hire attorneys to pursue an insurance settlement. And I had a lot of questions to ask about how much good money you're going to throw after bad, but it needed to be done, and we reached a fair settlement.
I'd agree with that. But no, the Joels did very, very well. I guess we can say we know them as the Joels, Mr. Bacon and Mr. Yeah. Nelson, but there's a long road, but this is a good end to this portion of this settlement case, so thank you very much. Anything else for the
good? They worked very hard to get us to this point, and I want to commend you for it.
Thank you.
Anything else from the board today? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. To adjourn, please vote. 6 in favor. We're adjourned at 10:29 on the clock.